You're gonna spoil their fun.
Not me. If they find a nice room and spend the night together, fine. But that's not the mood Irulan's in. She's out for trouble of some kind. I know that look.
You should. You're always out for trouble.
Captain will be upset if we let Sirkin get trashed because of Irulan's stupidity. You know what she thinks. And besides, the girl's worth working on. She could have been fleet. And they'll never know we're watching, unless something goes sour.
I can think of things I'd rather do on my off shift.
Fine. Let me do it.
Ugh, not you alone. I know better.
They lounged in the doorway of Up Top, drinking pirate chasers from the outside bar.
There's a classy one sitting with him. Doesn't fit in here.
I don't like her looks. Acting like a shill. Let's check her out.
Methlin pulled out her very illicit fleet data capture wand.
Good idea.
Methlin pointed it at the overdressed woman for a moment, capturing her image, then looked around for a public data port.
Go on. I'll wait here.
Methlin found a port two shops down, and it even had a privacy shield. Her wand stabbed into the port and overrode the usual restriction codes, sucking the data she wanted out of the station computers. When she slid the wand into the port of her hand comp, the display showed everything the station personnel files knew about Kersia, Melotis Davron.
A therapist?
No.
That's what it says. License and everything. Does work for the station militia. Mostly addicts up for minor stuff. Has interesting friends.
Oh?
That agency.
They both knew which agency. Harris had told them her suspicions about the employment agency before sending them over to get their civilian licenses and ratings. It had smelled as rotten to them as it had to Harris.
Finds jobs for clients sometimes.
Ah. Sounds whole to me. You got it?
Got it. Who?
The kids. We'll stay with the kids, but put a ferret on the tinker.
They retreated across the corridor. Methlin slid the wand into another public connection and transmitted both the data on Kersia and Oblo's request to the Sweet Delight.
Uh-huh. There she goes. Huh. Just passed a signal, too. Wonder who that was.
I didn't see. Oh, yes. Classy rear view the lady has.
Keep your mind on business.
When Sirkin and Irulan came out, Oblo could tell that they were at odds. He and Mahari dropped back a little. No need to embarrass Sirkin if she suddenly stormed back this way.
Just a little chat. Just a suggestion your friend wasn't confident enough to take.
I don't need to chat with you. If Amelie didn't want to do it, I don't either.
Unwise. Now, you're smart enough to know she's not. And we're offering an unusual opportunity here. We'd pay well for a contact aboard the Sweet Delight. No risk worth mentioning and a profit. And no harm done to your employer, if that bothers you.
No risk? Like Captain Olin?
He didn't follow instructions. He upset the old lady, got himself fired. And then we hear that Icklin died and the goods were discovered because he was trying to double his profit with a payoff to the refitters. He double-crossed us. We couldn't let that pass.
Suppose not.
Sirkin had been hoping someone would come into the park, but no one did. Had these people somehow cut it off from the corridors? Had they bribed the station militia?
Don't hurt her!
Convince her, then.
No! Let her alone! It's not her fault! She had nothing to do with it, any of it!
Get out of the way!
No!
He lifted the weapon, his finger tightening, and Irulan launched herself in useless rage and blood. Irulan curled into the agony as the sonic pulsar focused its lethal vibrations on her. Sirkin, on the edge of that cone, felt as if someone had stabbed her brain with a needle. Tears burst from her right eye and she lurched sideways. The man strode forward, but somehow Irulan grabbed at his leg and tripped him. Sirkin, fighting off the dizziness of the sonic attack, managed to knock the weapon out of his hand before he could turn it on Irulan again. The others joined the melee then, knives and fists and boots. Sirkin tried to get to Irulan, but one of them slammed an elbow into her face, and another kicked her legs out from under her. She hit someone, then a blow in the belly took all her breath. And Irulan, she couldn't see. She couldn't hear anything but the slam of boots and fists. A hand came over her mouth, and she twisted her head and bit hard. A blow to the head that made her eyes water. Someone yanking her arms up behind her. Then the feeling that someone else had arrived. Sirkin tried to break the arm hold and find a way to strike back. Another kick, this one in the ribs. She felt something crunch, and then someone fell on top of her. Hard knees and elbows and too much weight. She couldn't breathe. She couldn't complain about not breathing. Her vision grayed out, and the next blow sent her into darkness.
Kevin Serrano!
That was the warden. Harris wondered why he hadn't simply buzzed her Carol until she saw his face. He was gray around the lips, his eyes showing too much white. She came at once, ignoring a few surprised glances from other captains who had noticed the warden's unusual invasion of the inner rooms. Harris didn't bother to ask. She simply followed him back to the reception area. He almost scurried. Waiting for them were two uniformed station security police, faces grim. Harris felt her heart begin to pound, a great hammer. If they had come, instead of asking her to visit one of the wait stations, whatever had happened was serious, even fatal.
Captain Serrano, I'm Detective Morin Canabar. We have a problem concerning your crew.
Who is it?
We aren't sure, Captain Serrano. The body carried identification as a member of your crew, but...
Harris felt herself going cold, the protective freeze of emotion that would carry her through any necessary action.
Do you need me to identify the body?
It's not going to be easy, ma'am. She's a young woman, that's all we can tell. Hit with a sonic pulsar, then pretty well beaten to a pulp.
Let it not be Sirkin.
Harris hated herself for thinking that. Irulan might be a bit lazy and not overbright, but she had not deserved anything that would put that expression on the faces of police officers.
I'll come now. I have two young female crew members, and they are both off duty at present. Can you tell me something about it?
Someone wanted her dead. Messily. Either of them have enemies you know about?
You know I filed a report when we arrived that my crew might be the target of retaliation from some criminal organization, and that I had been contacted subsequently by someone whose credentials worried me.
Yes, but you didn't know many details. Made it hard for us to help you.
True. Nonetheless, my guess is this young woman ran afoul of that group, not an enemy of her own. Neither of them had been on this station very long. One arrived with my ship, and the other met her here after finishing her technical training. I don't suppose you know where the other is.
No, ma'am. If it's some group like you're thinking of, and they were together, then I'd expect both